Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You guys at the restaurant, they come up with the pepper grinders.
Yeah.
They go, tell me when to stop.
I want to see that dude jerk me off. Tell me when to stop. Oh, you'll know when I stop.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Bro, baby birds really just be getting fucking regurgitated too. Like mama birds.
Mama!
What, yo, if a, oh, hold up. This is good. This is good. This is good.
What's
podcast
good?
Content. What if a mama bird is drunk and she's puking out all of her food? Do you think the child's like, let me get a hit?
100%. 100%.
Funny.
The kid's like, why are you eating fruit by the foot? Give me some. What do birds eat?
Fruit by the foot. Is it a foot?
Can't be. What?
Fruit by the foot. That's got to be your favorite candy.
That's got to be my favorite candy.
Fruit by the foot in your ass.
Put it on the fucking stand up. Put it on it.
Put what on the stand up?
Fruit by the foot. Guys, what's my favorite candy? I got such a goddamn foot fetish. What's my favorite candy? Fruit by the foot. Everyone suck my cock. Where's Netflix? Where's Hulu? Someone give me a fucking special. YouTube Red. What's up?
YouTube Red. They tapped out
quick.
That's
not a real thing, huh?
What is enticing about Red? Ooh, kinky. It sounds flirty. That sounds like where you can see an areola or two. YouTube
Dude,
Red?
Red is the color of sex. What's
Why
the color
is that?
Of sex?
Gray? 50 Shades of Gray.
Gray. Is the guy named Gray?
50 Shades.
But is his name Gray?
Grega.
What if it was 50 Shades of Gray?
What if you popped out the pussy named Greg?
People do that.
Yeah.
Greg Wilskaberg?
Would you go by Gregory or Greg?
I go by put a gun in my mouth. I wouldn't fucking go by Greg. Hey, what's up? I'm Greg. Who the hell meets someone named Greg and goes, you're going to be my husband?
Greg.
Your name is Greg. You sound like a vending machine.
Yeah, that's a... It just sounds flat.
Yeah.
It just sounds like an old school, like, Windows monitor. Greg.
Greg doesn't... Greg tinkers around with a car.
Tinkers?
Yep.
Like the bell?
Maybe. Tinkerbell was hot. That's the second podcast in a row I said that.
You can't say that.
Why?
I don't know.
It's Julia Roberts on the movie. Julia Roberts was of age.
Is it just her voice, though, or is it literally physically
No, it's literally
her?
In the movie.
Let's see.
There's a... One that's not animated?
You fucking idiot. Hook!
Please Hook? Say psych. Are you? What are you talking about?
Hook. With Robin Williams?
Oh, I've seen that.
Oh, she
I know.
Is kind of bad.
What'd I say?
Let me see.
Say it again.
What the fuck?
Yup. Look
no,
at that.
No.
What do you mean no?
I've seen that person in Silver Lake multiple times.
Yeah. And she's got wings. You ever been jerked off by wings?
But that's not the Tinkerbell everybody's thinking about. Everybody's thinking about the animated one.
No. You're a prisoner of your own
experience. Oh, whoa. I just canceled myself.
There you go.
Fuck. Who the hell called me? Hold on. No.
Absolutely.
Dude, I've been getting multiple texts and calls just from out of the blue. And you're just like. In what world would you just, hey.
Out of the blue me.
A few people that are just like a random call. And you're just like, is this a prison line?
Oh, hello.
We haven't talked in a while.
Yeah. You ever get
calling somebody out of the blue as well.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Anyone like really close to you ever ask you for money? I haven't got that yet. I haven't got like my cousin texting me and be like, hey man, long time no text. The long time no text is a hilarious text to get. If you say long time no text, I don't want your text. I haven't talked to you in a while. You know why? Don't like you. If I liked you, we would talk. That's valid. How I feel.
Valid. We would stay connected.
If you're in jail and you need to get bailed out, who you calling? Both your parents are dead.
What the fuck? I'm staying in jail. My father is now my cellmate. Reuben.
No, Reuben is a sandwich and a man.
Really is.
That's
and a man.
And a man.
You showed up to the studio today with an 8-day old, what is it?
Orzo salad. What's wrong with that?
I go, where is that from? Thinking it's a restaurant. He goes, oh, it's from the barbecue. And I go, oh, the 4th of July barbecue?
Yep.
And he's like, yeah. And that was...
What day is it right now?
7 days later.
It's a week. Orzo salad's fine. It's just pasta.
How is that not... I get all leftovers in my head.
Me too.
Four days.
3 days.
What? But why is this one get the fucking Expedia.com rate?
I'll tell you why. Because this was made not by me. If I make it, I got about 4 days until it's gone. But this one's from the grocery store.
What the hell is that? Yeah, but the grocery store.
Yeah.
That's been sitting there for 3 weeks. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you shouldn't trust the grocery store.
Nah. Did I tell you we used to steal corn dogs as a child?
Well, say that again.
So...
What type of fucking orphan behavior is that? Steal corn dogs?
Big orphan behavior.
Yeah.
So here's what we would do.
I wish I was an orphan.
Dude, the deli at Vons, like the hot deli.
Yeah.
The chicken tenders and the corn dogs would be heat. They give it to you in separate bags, right? Yeah. Yeah. So the corn dog was $1. Chicken tenders, higher price.
A chicken tender is more than a corn dog?
Wait. Yeah, come on, baby. What do you think? Deep fried muffin hot dogs are going to be more expensive?
God, corn muffins. Underrated. Corn muffins. Yeah, it's a corn muffin around the hot dog. That's what it
is. Corn bread.
Corn muffin, corn bread.
What
same thing.
What the hell's a corn muffin? What?
We showed up to corn up.
Yeah.
Corn is, I've said this 1,000 times. It goes in a gas tank and it's a muffin.
What about potatoes? Potatoes have zero shot.
Potatoes are a salad and a baked potato.
A mashed potato.
Whoa.
And french fries.
Sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
Underrated.
I'd say so.
You put cinnamon on your sweet potato?
Sure.
What the hell? Sure.
Stealing. Anyway, yeah. So we would, the corn dog was 99 cents, right? But the chicken tenders, we'd get a few of them in a separate bag. Then we'd walk down a random aisle. We'd open up the bag. Then we'd put all of the chicken tenders in the corn dog bag.
Got it.
So that whole bag was now 1 cent. Heavy ass bag.
1 cent? 99 cents.
99 cents.
Oh, so they pre-label it 99 cents. You throw a bunch of shit in there, close it, and then...
Yeah.
So you steal chicken tenders. You wouldn't steal corn dogs.
Correct. I don't think that's great for audio. Guys, this is our last podcast in this studio. We've had a great run here, I would like to say.
I've liked the whole time we've been here.
We're moving. Dude, we've been seeing photos and videos of the new studio.
Guys.
It's so cool.
Guys.
It's so cool.
The new set is going to blow your cock in
half. You think this one LED light is doing something for your affirmations, bitch? Affirmatize. It's going off.
Let me tell you something. This is what the new studio looks like. Take acid, go to a Dave & Buster's. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About to pop some Flintstone vitamins and think about the future.
What is going to happen in the future? We only got about 5 more years to live.
What?
There's going to be a volcano or a comet. 100%.
Yeah,
we're all going to die in like 5 years. But here's the thing. Wouldn't you like to know the ending?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
I would like to know the ending. Because let me tell you something. If I got 6 months to live, I'm getting fucking herpes so fast. I'm coming everywhere.
But
do you have a dresser?
A dresser?
Do you have a dresser?
No. Well,
you don't have any drawers you put clothes in?
No.
Where do you hang your stuff?
On a rack.
I'm coming on that. If I have 5 months,
you
would
do all that just to say that?
Yeah, I'm coming on that. I'm coming everywhere.
You got 6 months to live?
That's it. 6 months.
Yeah, dude, if I had 6 months to live, I would live like I was in the fucking hype house.
100%.
I would blow all my money. 3 Lamborghini Uruses.
Yeah.
All the same color.
Blow your money. I'm blowing a raccoon. Fuck it.
You check the time machine back. It's like, oh, no. It was 60 months to live.
Fine.
Still weird.
How many 60 months is a long time?
12 divided by 60.
Don't know that. There's
five.
No way. Don't five. Help him.
Yeah, you
5 years?
It. Yeah, five.
Did you say five?
Yeah.
Good job.
Because 60 divided by 12 is 5. I don't know if you know this because I'm 60. What? This is going to get weird. 60. Am I 60 inches tall?
No, you're not. No, 5'11 and three quarters. No, so what's
wait.
That?
If I'm 60 inches tall, am I 5 feet? No, I'm 6 feet.
You're 6 feet.
72 inches.
What am
I? I don't know. You only got 2 feet though.
I'm Jewish. Hell yeah.
Dude, I looked at my 23andMe again just to, you know, do a little perusing. Fucking 52% Ashkenazi Jew.
That sounds fancy.
Yeah, Ashkenazi.
What is that?
I don't know. It's
sounds like the dish that came with your pasta.
Hold up. Orzo and a side of Ashkenazi?
Hold up.
Well, Jewish girls would be sucking It is. Yeah, I just like it.
And it's kosher because it's 100% meat. Whoa. Meat. What the stuff that comes out of it, is it dairy?
What, cum?
Dairy. How come everybody has lactose? What?
Half and half. That's your cum, half and half.
Oh.
Yep.
How come every person that says they're lactose intolerant still just slams ice cream? They're like, I'll just deal with the pain later.
Well, because ice cream's so good.
True. What's your favorite kind of ice cream? Ready, set, go.
Vanilla.
You are so dumb.
I'm dumb. What are you, like Rocky Road?
All the things you can put it. I'm saying you can get any brand, any type of thing.
Oh, vanilla.
Regular vanilla or French vanilla?
French vanilla.
There you go.
Un, deux, trois, vanilla.
Why? You don't, it's boring.
Is it? Or does it taste fucking perfect?
It's a Toyota Corolla of ice cream.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's what an uncouth person would say.
Couth?
Yep. That's also
what are these words you're saying?
That's also in my salad. Uncouth. Uncouth, not classy, orphan. What do you like? What do you like?
Fish food by Ben and Jerry's.
Did you hear what you just came out of your
fish food
fucking
is the
face?
Best.
Honestly, that would make sense for you to like fish food.
Why?
Because
you know what it is? It's chocolate ice cream with caramel. It's got little fish, chocolate fish. There's shapes of a fish, right? Picture a fish, make a chocolate.
Ew.
And then it also has caramel and marshmallows.
Ew, dude.
It's fucking insane.
That's wild.
You're an idiot.
Yo, you're an idiot. What's your favorite soda? Probably something fucking crazy. See, you're the type of person.
Mountain Dew.
You're the type of person because you can actually tell a lot from a person by based just on their asking. Soda? No, well, based on their favorite ice cream flavor.
Okay, what that does that, makes what sense does that say? Me. Why? What does it say about me?
Because I think, like.
Yeah, but vanilla doesn't make sense for me. You'd be sucking on feet. I think you'd be a pistachio boy.
No.
Vanilla like doesn't pistachio. Correlate with how I view you. Vanilla is plain and boring, and I feel like you're like. I feel like you put like shock tarts in your ice cream.
Yeah, like the Sour Patch Kids ice cream you can get. Yeah.
Bro, I had some Sour Patch Kids popcorn the other day. It was one of the worst things I've ever tasted in my life.
What the hell did you
they
just put, say?
They cut up pieces of, I almost said sauerkraut. What is sauerkraut?
No one knows. Oh, the only person that knows is a person named Ruben. What the hell is sauerkraut? Literally.
It's raw cabbage. Fermented.
It's what?
Raw cabbage.
Cabbage should be illegal.
Cabbage began used. Coleslaw, sauerkraut, kimchi.
Kimchi?
Kimchi's good. It's a fermentation. You like leave it in a jar for a while. Yeah, this is what I had.
Ew.
This is what
crazy.
I had.
Ew.
It was popcorn with Sour Patch Kids in it. It was one of the worst things I've ever had in my life. Yeah. And I love candy.
Unless they sponsor us.
Or you want to get sponsored by Candy Pop? Get your fucking dreams up.
God damn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Goddamn.
What's on your vision board right now? Three things, go.
Feet.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. Picture my mom's pussy. I don't know. I don't. Do you have a vision board?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
I used to write my goals down. Why did I stop?
I write my goals.
Still?
Yeah. Every year.
How do you feel about people? And I know somebody who does this, so no shade. How do you feel about people who? No, I think you might like this.
Okay.
They write their goals on post-it notes and they put it around their mirror.
Comedy land, loser. You don't know what pussy feels like. In real land, that's fine.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember I had my goals written down in my old Santa Monica apartment 2017. Yeah. I still have them. I should read them on the show. Should I read them on the show? Yeah. And some girl made fun of me for having those.
You know where that girl is right now? Do you know where that girl is? Lizard Scott.
I don't know. But that made me feel really bad.
Of course. But she is.
Isn't that fucked up?
It is pretty fucked up.
We live in a society uh-oh, where you make fun of people for having goals.
Because you know why she made fun of you? Because she has no goals.
Should I read them?
You have them?
Yeah. I just said that.
Oh,
you know what's funny? The person who called me said, you want to play pickleball? A few of us are getting around at 6 p.m. You want to come?
I'd like to come.
Lose my number.
Whoa.
That you called me out of the blue.
What's pickleball? Also out of the
pickleball
blue.
Pickleball is where blue? You're white.
Huh?
That's it. I found it right here. 2017 goals, baby. Gabe, I can send you this photo. Do you want me to read it?
I absolutely want to read
it. This might be some entrepreneurial, wholesome boy shit.
Give it to me. Yeah, it's not going to be bigger cock on there, number three.
It was four, but yeah. Right. So this is the goals I wrote for 2017, 5 years later.
60 months later. Remember we talked about it earlier?
Everything comes full circle.
Comes.
If you...
Comes full circle.
If you came in your own ass, is that a boomerang? Wait, hold up.
If you can consistently fuck your own ass, I wouldn't have a girlfriend.
Just be like, it would look like a kettlebell?
Yeah. Yeah, and then get it stuck.
Kettlebell!
And then get it stuck in there and someone just fucking, yeah, go ahead.
Hear me out.
Goals.
2017 goals. I wanted a video with more than 1 million views. That's it. I said, I want one video with more than 1 million views.
It'll happen soon.
I wanted 50,000 followers on Facebook. I wanted 1,000 followers, 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. And I wanted to post 4 videos a month. Hustler. I wanted to do 21 days of writing. Okay. Well, I wanted to book one commercial. I wanted one manager, agent. I wanted 40 minutes of material, 20 minutes of new. I didn't write how many I wanted on Instagram. Loser. This is pre-TikTok. Who would have known? I would have been the TikTok guy. That was really it. I wanted to feature on the road once, which means I just opened for
one guy
on the road.
But dude, this is really inspirational for people.
Yeah. I wanted one video with 1 million views. Humble. Now,
if you get under 1 million, you want to swan dive off the top of a Sheraton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I get under 1 million and I put on some Charlie Puth and that Wiz Khalifa. When I see you again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think when they made that song, they were like, oh, this is going to slap at funerals? That song, man. I haven't been to too many funerals. They make me so sad, man.
I mean, they shouldn't make you happy.
I know, but like some people, well, some religions, some places, it's like a celebration of life. But when that song comes on, they start playing a slideshow.
I mean, listen, if I die and y'all motherfuckers do a slideshow, I'm going to be upset.
What do you want them to play? Your most viral TikTok?
I don't want a fucking funeral.
What do you
want? Burn me, put me in a fucking bottle of Fanta, throw me into the Pacific. Who gives a shit?
You want to go out littering?
Who cares?
Why are seagulls so... Oh, that sounded like Jerry Seinfeld. What's the deal? So why are they always putting their heads in the six-pack coasters? They're like, oh, is this bling? Is this ice?
Oh,
like wear a chain?
I don't think they're doing it on purpose.
Really? Still care about plastic straws?
Nah. Mm. I don't think people still care about the environment. Is recycling a hoax?
Yeah.
Thank
Isn't
you.
It?
Yeah.
Dude, I said this to someone, and I think I said this on my podcast before, but I said this jokingly. Some girl, that she worked for a recycling place. She got literally upset. And I was like, yeah, yeah, whatever, but it's a hoax. Your whole job is fake.
Oh, yeah. Like, I put the yogurt cup in the recycling.
Dumb.
And my lady's like, no, you got to rinse it out. I'm like, oh, wait. This is not going to be what you think it's going to be.
This is going to go inside of New Jersey.
This is gonna make going to make a Juul pod, all right?
100%.
Juul's got banned. They got yeeted off the market.
Yeah, Juul's?
Juul. Whoa. The family Juuls. They're done. RIP. But there's so many other ones. How do the ones that you viciously suck off, how do those get approved?
I don't know.
They're
I don't
salt think nicotine. They are. What does
like,
that mean?
They look like baby bottles, the ones that you use.
Yeah, I think that it's all probably illegal. And it's just, all the brands are like ripped off of just other brands.
There's
like,
just so many now. They can't trace them all down.
I just don't think
down.
They can do anything about it.
So vapes are illegal now. Like, so well, hold on. Why is
something? Well, the one that Gabe uses is salt nicotine, and that's like a loophole or something.
How do you feel about sea salt?
Too big.
Yeah.
Too big.
Rock salt.
Because then you get a bite and you get a crunch in there.
Well, I kind of like the crunch.
Really?
Yeah. You don't like the crunch? How do you feel about pepper? I'm a big pepper
guy. I like pepper.
I fucks with pepper.
A Caesar salad with some fresh pepper on it?
Boy.
Hold up.
You know how when they come up, the guys at the restaurant, they come up with the pepper grinders?
Yeah.
They go, tell me when to stop?
Yeah.
Boy, I almost never say stop.
I want to see that dude jerk me off. Tell me when to stop. Oh, you'll know when I stop.
Oh, you'll know because salt will come out.
Funny.
Funny. Sex. This is, man, you know what? I can't believe we're leaving the studio.
This studio has had some great moments in here. Should we do a quick little recap? This is where Mia Malkova showed her feet, almost started a big controversy in your land
of
relationships.
Did you say almost? Created a massive controversy.
Massive controversy.
Upset the ecosystem.
But can we talk about those views on TikTok?
They did.
Hey,
some views.
I had a goal of doing 1 million on a video. Can we talk about a podcast that's doing, 32.9 million views on a clip with her.
On
also, 20.8. That's more than PBS.
Is PBS
Where the
still
fuck
around?
Is PBS?
PBS sounds like a horrible peanut butter and jelly sandwich. PBS.
It's literally the acronym, peanut butter sandwich.
Well, I fucked up. Okay. Here's the thing. But, you know, first of all, PBS was the first Patreon.
What?
Yeah. They didn't have any ads.
They didn't?
Remember, I thought on the,
wait,
the end of all PBS
stores. No, that's not how Patreon works. You got to pay for a membership to view exclusive content.
Yeah, I think the government pays for PBS.
The government? How do we get some of that government cheese?
What?
Huh?
We just say Stiff Socks are educational. We're educational.
It is
podcast.
Educational.
Yeah.
I think people learn a lot here.
I did.
You did?
Yeah. Here, in this specific space.
I learned a lot, too. I learned a lot about my life. Certain things.
Well, this is a good angle. You, when you started in this studio, we've been in what here? 1.5 years, 2 years? We came in mid-pandemic. You were still out here in these streets.
Was I in the streets here? Oh, I was
you
very
had
much
to
in the streets. Yeah, because we had
foot jobs in Phoenix.
We had foot jobs in Phoenix. We also had that girl that I gave the old 1-2 hee-ho to.
We did the Patreon interview where Michael interviewed the girl that's one of my favorite clips
it's
ever.
It's one of
too.
My favorite clips ever.
That's on Patreon, patreon.com/stiffsockspod. But so we had what else do we have in here? We smoked weed in here for an episode. Mm-hmm. Whoa,
Steve-O was here.
Landlord.
We had Steve-O
was in here.
In here.
Young Gravy was also here.
Young
I
Gravy
that, yeah.
We did part two in here. Lisa Ann, Emily Willis. Emily Willis.
Emily Willis is here.
Sophia Franklin. We've had some legends.
I came
here.
On feet on the couch that Jack is sitting on right now.
And that's a true statement.
That is a true statement. You're Yeah. Our social media guy, Jack's actually in the building right
Isn't
now.
Isn't that the funniest sandal ever? Semen?
What?
That's a sandal.
The semen is a sandal?
Anything on your feet is a sandal or a sock.
I don't.
Sandals are just convertible shoes.
Well, put that on a goddamn Snapple fact because that's fire.
I nutted in the bathroom one time.
You did?
Yeah.
You nutted when we were first moving in.
You guys went to go grab something from Home Depot. You got nuts and bolts, and I got a nut. And then y'all had the bolt.
Hey.
Podcast. I think it's only mandatory. The new place doesn't have a bathroom in the location. So
I guess, we all have to. That's how we christen. Some people, you know, when Navy ships leave, they have a bottle of champagne. They smash it on the front of the goddamn
really?
Boat. Yeah.
Do they do that?
Yeah.
What do you mean? They leave? They do
that's,
it?
That's how you christen it.
People don't know how to pop champagne on social media.
Yeah. People, everyone, I would say 90% of people on social media don't deserve to be on social media.
98, all 98, of them.
All of them, true. But that's how we have to christen a new place. Gabe, have you ever come in here?
Mm-mm.
Not once?
Damn. Gabe's like, I'll meet you guys there tonight.
Yeah. Oh,
it's semen time.
So yeah, we all have to come in there.
Did you just put the gum on the table?
You spit it into my hand. And then I put it on the table. This is your gum on the table. This is your fault.
Transitive property, you touched it last.
That's true.
Didn't people used to say that in like middle school? Like, oh, you touched it last.
Yeah. It's your responsibility. Fine,
well, fine. How did you feel about people who would run out to you and like would steal your food and be like, my germs?
I uppercut them. You know what I hate too? Finders keepers, losers weepers. That's my fucking JanSport. It's just on the ground. What do you mean finders keepers?
Finders keepers, losers weepers. So losers are crying?
Yeah, losers generally cry.
Mm.
I cried today.
Today?
Today.
Really?
Yeah, had a bit of a weep session. I feel awesome. You ever have a
what do you mean?
Cry?
We met here at 11 a.m. How did you have time to cry before that?
Oh,
you've been getting up early.
I have a girlfriend.
You were crying over relationship shit?
No.
Because you're moving in together?
It's
happening. Michael's moving in together.
Oh, yeah. We're moving in. Me and my girlfriend moving in together. Big steps.
Whoa.
But yeah, I had, dude, it was one of those things. We have like a baby, like tiff, little argument. And you're like angry about something that you think it's part of the actual fight, but you're not upset about what's happening. Something has been bothering you. So you're releasing anger towards that. But it's nothing to do with it. Yeah. Literally.
It's the old Mentos in the Diet Coke and you put a lid on it.
Yes.
And then
dude.
She says one thing. She's like, I want my eggs over hard. And you're like, what the fuck?
You know when the last
time I was hard? That's a hard-boiled egg.
I haven't been hard one time since I met you. Like that shit.
What?
So what?
What was you guys' little tit over?
So essentially.
Tiff. Every kiss begins with K?
Tits. Average. They are. They're average. I actually love my girlfriend's tits. Hot take.
It's not a hot take at all.
It's not?
It's a very normal take to have.
I think some people probably don't like their girlfriend's tits. If they're being really honest. Gabe, you like your girlfriend's tits?
Yeah.
Me too. Got them.
I mean, all right. Yeah. Maybe it's not a feature you use. It's like every car comes with XM radio. But you're like, I don't need this shit.
Who the hell?
They call me XM weekly.
Radio. Yeah.
How are you guys still in business?
Dude, I don't know. Leave me alone.
Hey,
I don't want
your SiriusXM trial. Shut the fuck up.
I say good. It's about the end. Good.
Or just to fuck them. I'll be like, yeah, I'm down. They're like, wait, what? For real?
They have no idea.
Well, let me patch you through to somebody else. I don't know how to do this.
Yeah. Then Howard Stern gets on. You're like, how the fuck do you have time to talk to me?
Howard Stern?
He's still alive.
Oh, no.
Now he's bragging out. Ragging out. I mean, bagging out. So
nice man.
So my girl goes, we're talking about what we're actually moving into the new place. What we're not moving into the place, right?
What?
It's furniture-wise.
Oh,
we're talking about that, yeah.
Dude, it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
You got to just give in.
Oh, yeah. So we've established way long ago that we're going to buy a couch. We're not going to use hers. I don't like hers. She doesn't like my couch. Whatever. Everyone's fine with that.
Yeah.
So we're talking about what we're doing. We're at my place. We're talking about what we're going to do with my couch. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to try to put it on Facebook Marketplace to get some money back for it. But like, it's not a ton of time. So if there's not enough time to sell it, we'll just get the movers to move the couch into the new place. And then I'll just, you know, sell it.
That's what I thought I could do too.
Word. So she, but there's no alternative motive system. That's what I was like.
Motives?
Huh?
I don't know.
Motives? Honda Motive. How come that's not a thing?
I don't know.
Detroit is in shambles. When is that coming back?
Detroit?
Yeah.
The whole city?
The whole city looks like it's zombies attacked it. You haven't seen it?
No,
I've never been to Detroit. Why are we sending money to Ukraine? We have to be sending money to Detroit.
No comment, huh? Where are we getting this money?
$8 billion to Ukraine.
$8 billion?
Son.
Direct deposit? Who did it go to?
what if we just PayPal them for like $8 billion?
PayPal's like, oh, we got to take a percentage on this.
But that's true. Like when they say like, oh, we have a $1 trillion spending plan. Like who gets the actual cash?
China. You
know, who has it in a bank?
China.
No, but like what bank?
China. Any other questions?
Are banks all digital right now?
What's Wells Fargo? What's a Fargo? North and South Dakota? Don't need those both. One Dakota. We're fine.
That is wild that out of all the states, there's North and South Dakota, but it's just all California.
We need West Virginia?
We got a long ass state. We got a hot dog on a stick of a state.
You know what's funny? People are like, oh, the Florida looks like a cock. Oh, yeah? California? Much bigger cock.
Is California the longest state? It's got to be.
Yeah.
That bitch is all up and down the coast. What the hell are we doing being one state?
I don't know.
But what does that even matter? Who gives a shit?
Nobody.
That's what's so funny is like, oh, you're from a state. Like if somebody's from, like I'm from Colorado, you're like, oh, it's stupid. Then they're like, yeah, we got Chiba. Like, what does that have to do with anything? It's just so, territories are funny.
Territory, because they're all invisible lines.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you can find the border and just jump. I'm in California. Funny?
Huh? There's a place in the United States where all four states connect and people take photos there.
Dumb. You know what that means? Beat their wives.
Oh, no. Is that what Ludacris was rapping about when he's like, what? I got hoes in different area codes? Maybe. He just has one hoe, but she's standing there.
Oh.
You could fucking four states in one day.
Where is that place?
Should we go? The United States.
That's a good point.
Connecticut's for real?
Connecticut's like a real place.
Goddamn. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Goddamn.
Would you, for $1 million, throw a dart on a map and wherever it lands, you have to live there for 10 years?
Could we continue to do this podcast?
The podcast? You can still tour, but for 10 years, you have to live there for $1 million. You throw a dart on it.
You would have to blindfold me because I'm actually pretty good at darts.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, but here's the thing. It's a whole map. You could be good at darts and be like, oh, can't wait to get New York. And then you just a little too far left. Now you're in fucking Hoboken.
It's Hoboken, you fucking idiot.
That's what I said.
No, you said Hoboken. It's just like
you wouldn't hit it anyways.
I wouldn't hit New York.
You
I
would land in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey.
That's fun. I'd rather,
is it?
I don't know.
I just ran a random city generator for you, Michael. You're going to go to Anchorage, Alaska.
I would rather cut my fucking left leg off, wrap my cock around it.
So that's what I'm saying. For $1 million, would you throw it out there and for the next 10 years, wherever you land, you'd have to go?
No, it's not enough. 10 years is crazy.
What about 1 year? 1 year, $1 million.
Yeah, 100%. You'd have to blindfold me, man, because I would fucking go. Because to hit California wouldn't be that hard. To hit Texas wouldn't be
but
that
I'm
hard.
But I'm picturing like it's like a piece of paper. It's not like a big...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, in my head, what did you think this was? I don't know. It's like as big as a sign or something. We should do that. How did we do that? Do we have a dart in here?
No.
Wouldn't it be wild if Gabe was like, I have one.
God.
Crying. Weeped. That's what we're talking about. So my girl goes... So I pitched her the idea. I was like, if it doesn't sell
it's
in
the
time...
Couch, yeah. We'll That's what I did, yeah.
Of course.
It didn't go well.
Of course it didn't go well. I ended up crying, so obviously not well.
You ended up crying over a couch?
No, it's...
How do you go from coming on a couch to crying on one?
A Drake album.
Whoa.
So, but it's just like the Mentos and the fucking Diet Coke you were talking
about
before,
just
right?
Have so much fluid.
Yeah.
What a weird thing going
Bodies
on.
Bodies never have good ideas. Oh, I feel sad. What am I going to do? Cry. What is that going to do? You actually feel like crying. A good cry is almost as good as a good cum. And I will say it might be better.
There's no post cry regret.
Well, if you do it in a job interview, you probably have a little regret.
Well, no, I don't know.
You don't think
but it's better than jerking off in a job interview.
Well,
what are your qualifications? Oh, sure. Give me 4 minutes in a Macy's catalog.
Dude, Macy catalog women, those tits is be out.
Those are like the ideal. And those were MILFs. That was the stepmom category before Pornhub had it, was the Macy's catalog. Did you ever see the Mervyn's catalog?
Who the hell is a...
Hey, you know what Mervyn's is?
Nah.
Was that just a California thing? Because I remember them.
Mervyn's was It's like a JCPenney's with like with Werther's on it.
Did y'all have Hex?
No.
See, our East Coast, our Hex is y'all's Mervyn's.
Hex?
Hex. Hex
like Agon?
Huh?
Like Agon?
Yep.
Hexagon?
Do you remember what I got it?
So there's a shape called the hexagon.
Do you remember when you learned your shapes?
No.
No? There was a
maybe.
There was a game I used to play with as a kid, and I learned all my shapes. I was like so excited about myself.
What game was it?
LearnthesHapes.org. I don't know. I forget. Mm. But I remember I learned like a trapezoid, and I was like, oh shit.
Trapezoid?
Yeah.
Why was there so many triangles? Obtuse, rubber goose, green shake, chocolate shake. There was obtuse, acute.
Acute. You remember that stupid ass joke? It's like, what's your favorite triangle? What's the cutest triangle? Acute.
You know the worst part about that is?
What?
Somebody got pussy off that joke.
100%. Dude, people got pussy off anything. People are like, oh, look.
People got pussy off knock knock jokes. Knock knock, what's there? My cock. Well.
People has, there's a lady that saw a dude jump roping and was like, I'm trying to beat. What? What's the weirdest thing?
Tetherball.
Yes.
But again, that's a dominant sport.
Bocce ball? People getting cooter off bocce ball. Oh, you're the number three bocce ball player in Connecticut? Dude. Here's my vulva.
Joey Chestnut gets cooter.
Joey Chestnut could suck my cock any day of the week.
You wouldn't have a cock.
True.
It'd be gone.
I don't need
it. Dip it in water. He's like, what is this mini corn dog?
What? Hold up.
Joey,
it's not mini.
Goddamn.
Big in a blanket ass cock?
How big you got to be to make Joey Chestnut choke?
Big as my cock.
Let me see it.
All right. What do you think it looks like?
All right. A henna tattoo.
Funny. You know there's tattoos out there that are like 2 years, you can have it for 2 years and it goes away?
I don't trust those.
No.
What are those ones that like glow in the dark? They're not seen?
Yeah, that's weird.
This is weird. You go to show up to like a laser tag arena.
Yeah.
You should have 69 tattooed on your forehead.
crime. We're going to get there.
Yep. So the couch.
So I picture my plan of, you know, if I don't sell it, then we'll bring it back to the new place and I'll sell it there. She's very much against it. And she's like really kind of pushing back, which makes sense because she knows that her main thing was it's not efficient. We're going to use the movers and they're going to like, why are we going to have the movers move a couch? If we're going to sell it anyway. Right. So she was 100% right in this situation. But like, I have this thing where, and what got me to start being like sad is like, I have this thing where like I'm like proud of my apartment because I started from like fucking zero and I worked my dick up to have the ability to like pay for something like that. I pay for my couch with jokes. I pay for my rug with jokes. So it's like the first place I had where I was like, oh, I have like money to actually buy a couch. So for her, it felt like a sort of like attack on the couch.
You're telling me your point of making it in life in comedy is to buy a couch?
No, but you know what I mean? It was the first... I'm going to cry again.
No. Right. No, I feel that.
You know what I mean?
And no, because you're connected to it and you're like, it's a good couch. I wanted it. It's
very
a,
much.
Because me, I always cut corners. I always just buy like a cheap, shitty couch.
Yeah.
So I didn't have that emotional connection.
But Yeah. Just the first couch. The first couch I ever bought with like money I made from jokes. So it had this weird emotional connection. So I felt like in some weird way, which she wasn't doing, but I felt like she was like sort of like attacking the quality of the couch. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. I'm so proud of myself for having this. And it like made me like, yeah, dude. And I just like emotional. Yeah.
It's a two bedroom, huh?
Which one? Oh, the
where
new place.
Moving, yeah.
Yeah.
Put the couch in the other room.
Oh, yeah. But here's the thing. If you're like, Michael, do you actually love this couch? No, I don't like it. I like what it represents. And I feel like she was attacking what it represents. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. It's not like a couch where I'm like, oh, it's my favorite couch ever. Like I've taken naps on it. I fucking love it. I don't
really
care. You've
done more than napped on it.
Oh, I've
fucked. You've done sacked on it.
Let me tell you something.
Come.
Hose. Hose. Dude, I know the couch is kind of deep. And so
why she don't want it.
That might be it. I took the goddamn, you take the back cushions off, that bitch a bed. That bitch a bed.
A futon?
Hold up, a futon. Put this in my ass.
But it's a futon, no?
No.
Oh,
it's just deep.
So how did that lead to crying?
No, because it was this weird moment where I was so mad in defending the couch. And then so we had like an argument. So like we went off into our separate spots. I'm sitting there like fake editing, trying to figure out the fuck I'm so mad about.
Isn't that
the
worst when you try to do work when you're mad?
Oh, I'm heated. Yeah. I'm hitting the goddamn spacebar key like I'm so upset.
Yeah.
So like I just walk up to her and I'm like, I need to figure out why I feel this way. So we were like talking, and then the whole like idea of like being proud of my ability to finally be able to afford like a couch, that kind of like idea came out. Mm-hmm. And that just like, that was the Mentos and a Diet Coke. I was just like, as soon as I said, I'm just so proud of myself, son, waterworks, dog. Like I'm hugging.
Proud of myself.
100%. So I'm like, I'm crying. She's crying. It's like a whole.
Oh, I thought it was just you crying.
No. We were like.
She's crying too?
Yeah. We were embraced. Cause then she like, you know, she like, she felt bad. You know, it was a whole thing. So it's like this cry fest, which I haven't worked out in like a week and a half. So I think I needed to like get something out. So yeah, dude, I haven't cried in over a year. It felt awesome just to get it out.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you're on the same page with your lady and you're just like, this is the real issue here.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, no, I like that couch. Because she thinks it's just a style thing or they're trying to be cheap or cut corners.
100%.
But there is something much deeper to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my situation was not like that. I had a kitchen table, shit table. Got it from Bob's Discount Furniture.
I remember this table.
It's in the name. It was fine.
I liked it.
It was fine.
It's the one we had wings on, right? All the time?
Yeah.
I like that one, the black
decent
one.
Decent table.
Great table.
It went from two apartments. And I was like, we should bring this here.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, it'll look cluttery. And I'm like, no, it won't. It'll be here. And then I was like, well, what are we going to do for a kitchen table? She goes, well, we don't need one. And I was like, we need a kitchen table.
Uh-huh.
And now, 9 months in, we don't have a kitchen table.
No kitchen table.
So we eat all of our meals like we're just hiding from the police, just over on our couch, just scrunched over on the couch.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what? I feel like a table would be easier in this situation, no?
We've already like sort of picked the kitchen table. We're going to get this kind of like big like circular table with like six or eight chairs, whatever. Dude, my girl's all about like—
How many people—
That's what I'm saying. My girl's all about, she loves having people over. Me, I'm fine. I'll have you over, another friend. I don't need a whole thing.
Yeah.
But she wants the ability to be able to host. She's a big host person.
Well, I'll tell you what, we had people over at our house, whether it's our parents or our friends or like any of that. And it's, when you don't have a table, it's awkward. Motherfucker sitting crisscross applesauce eating a fucking 9-course meal. What the hell's going on?
Oh yeah, you've had like—
People over. But it's like, you gotta just stand like you're at the Apple store to eat your food.
The hell? Apple store, listen up. Get some fucking chairs. What's going on here? What's going on here?
Apple store doesn't, they fucking, all that cloud got to the head. They used to be supportive and helpful. Now they don't give a shit. They're like, yeah, you can Google it. What?
How come Apple doesn't have a Google?
What? How come, their version of Google?
What, do they have Safari? But what are you, a Safari it? Stupid. Would you ever go on a Safari?
But Safari is good because you're going for a search. Safari. Search.
Sir.
Search engine.
Sir? Does Google stand for anything? There's some weird thing about the etymology of fucking Google.
Etymology?
Like the history of words or whatever.
All right.
I'm smart. Here's the funny thing about me. I come off like a fucking moron. But I'm really dumb in a lot of situations. But I think in some situations do you feel like, are there certain areas, well, obviously like social media stuff, you turn it on, you're like, no, this is what is going to happen, blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the conversation, I go, oh, yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. I think I'm very good at what I do job-wise, but I think a lot of stuff, I am lost.
Do you feel the need to be like, all right, I don't want to be lost anymore in certain situations? Nah. You're like, fuck it, I don't care.
No, because all I care about is my job of social media and stand-up. And as long as I can continue to learn and get better at that, then I'm happy. When somebody's like telling me like, yeah, and this is a eulogy, and I don't know what a eulogy is, and I just nod my head, I go, oh, this will be done in 2 seconds.
That's so funny.
And then I show them my Snapchat analytics. And they're like, cool. Do you know what a eulogy is? I'm like,
no.
Is it on Melrose?
Eulogy for a fucking like Hypebeast store? That
I don't know what a eulogy is.
Sir. Yes, you do.
A eulogy?
Yeah.
Is that what you read at a funeral?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
But a eulogy you read at a funeral, but you also like, it's essentially just like you hype up the person that's dead. Man, this dude, you know what people's favorite thing is? This guy is more than just a man. He's a dad. That's their favorite thing. Did I fuck that up? Do you know what I mean?
When they go, he's more than He was more than just a loving person. He was a loving father.
That's what it was.
There it is.
Yeah.
Did you guys see this?
What is it?
This is this new TikTok trend. This says vabbing. The TikTok trend that says you should use vaginal juice as perfume.
Let me get a spray.
I mean, let me get a dab, dip, dab.
You know, it's funny how like guys put it on like their arms and like their necks.
Mm-hmm.
Every guy would just be putting on like its Listerine strips. Just So what is this?
Also, I'm gonna be honest. Vabbing. When we go down on a girl, all we're doing is vabbing. You ever come up after eating some cool
lipstick? I ain't saying what lips.
Pussy.
Somebody.
That's crazy. But yeah, you ever come up after eating cooter? You're like, I smell like cooter. That's we've been had vabbing.
But that's like some Mufasa shit where like they like go down there and then they wipe it on your forehead, like in Tropic Thunder. Just like come here.
That's kind of hot.
On the forehead?
Yeah, it's kind of hot. Oh, there's videos. Oh, there's a video.
Hold up.
So this is like a
what
TikTok
is this? A tutorial?
Yeah.
She's like trying to pitch it.
Yeah.
Is she the next Howcast girl?
We need to talk about vabbing because I've seen one too many ads for pheromone perfume, and that's not it. I'm going to tell you why. Pheromones are like a secreted chemical hormone, and every person's pheromones smell different to different people.
Two of the words
she said. In
the wild,
animals like secrete their pheromones to attract mates. And I swear, if you vab, you will attract people, like a date, a one-night stand, or you'll just get free drinks all night. Elle Woods should have been teaching vabbing instead of the bend and snap. It's more effective. And you're just going to have to hear me out, trust me. Get up there, give them a swipe. You don't have to be like fresh out of the
COVID
shower
test?
Clean, but relatively clean. Dab, vab, behind the ears.
You want to bet $1,000 she does not
maybe
have a boyfriend?
A little on the neck. I don't know what they're putting in pheromone perfume, but it can't replicate your own smell and your own personalized chemicals. Proceed with caution because it works.
I have a lot of thoughts. This first thing that came up to my mind is the song Colt 45 by Afro Man. Mm-hmm. The intro of it. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
It's like classic. It's like the blind man walk. Past the fish market and he goes, good morning, ladies. And I can just imagine this girl. Imagine the first thing you do, you fucking vab up, you walk past a bus stop, there's a blind man being like, are we at Pike Place?
Is that a sea bass walking by me? God damn.
I think it would work.
You think it would work?
Yes. Are you kidding me? Here's the thing. You ever smell something that's like a little off and then you get another hit of it? Like you're like, man, that smells like shit. I think I would do that. I think I'd be like, oh, what the hell? I smell like cooter. Oh, let me get another hug.
It's so weird.
All right, grandma, see you later.
Oh, shit. What does your grandma cooter smell like? Go.
Well.
I think no. I think if you're down to your last idea and vabbing is what it is to find your boyfriend, no.
I think it works, though.
Can't.
Because, well, here's the thing. Everybody's used to smelling like juicy couture or whatever the hell else they're spraying. But like, you know the scent of cooter.
These are the same people that are like, don't wear deodorant. It attracts people if you smell like shit. These are the exact same people. Did you hear that
But I'm not saying that like dudes fall in love with the scent, but I do think it might stand out a little bit. It might be like, hold up.
Yeah, because it smells like striped bass.
Could you imagine you put that on yourself and then the guy's like, damn, just get back from LA Fitness. She's like, what?
It can't smell awesome. I've never been down there smelling a cooter and be like, wow. Good,
I will say this, me lady right now, I just sounded very King Empire shit, has a clean cooter. So she could do that and it wouldn't smell any different. I think for this to work, you got to go rock climbing. Motherfuckers climb rocks.
For like fun.
Bitch, you ain't a goat. Get down from there.
Motherfucker. Yo, first of all, a goat is named Billy. Billy goat?
But why do goats climb mountains?
It's just like a riddle.
Yeah. No, they climb like side of mountains, like vertical.
Yeah.
Their eyes are fucked up. Who gave goats?
Their pupils are squares.
Why do they have snake eyes on a goat?
Oh, snake eyes. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like it. No, is it snake eyes or do they have square eyes? I think their pupils are square.
Fucking scary shit.
Yeah, they're square, right?
Look stupid. Yeah, that looks like a button on a cardigan.
It looks like a goddamn dildo is what it looks like. You got dildo eyes. Goddamn.
Looks like you put 25 cents in there.
Yeah, and then juju fruits come out of his mouth. That's wild. Can you, like, I don't know, man. If you met your boyfriend off vabbing... I mean,
what's funny is that would do you think that would work for men? You just take some ball sweat, put it under your chin. Hey,
I honestly maybe what?
Well, I think something like that. It's kind of a scent.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it smells like a Tide Pod. It smells like mayonnaise has been in the sun for a few days.
So the noodles you brought today.
No, the orzo noodles I bought are going to taste so good.
It has a scent.
Yeah, a little bit. It smells like the ocean. It has an oceany.
Sea salt.
Yeah. Oh, pretty much. I think. I don't know, man. The whole like that. You know what they should do though? They should bottle that bitch. Sell it.
The vabbing?
Yeah. Listen, OnlyFans ladies are selling farts.
Yeah.
There should be a person.
Take a couple Q-tips, run it up there.
100%.
Put it in an Aquafina bottle, ship to Phoenix.
Weird things happen in Phoenix. It's too hot there. It's too hot there.
Yeah.
Everyone's walking around, sweaty, hard, horny. A lot of horny things happen in Phoenix.
You know, I was in San Diego over the weekend. A lot of people just playing music out loud. A lot of people just speaker in the backpack, Bluetooth, blasting.
There's a few things where I think it should be legal to shoot someone in the face. And that's one of them.
But like blasting music.
Too loud. Dua Lipa. It's 11 a.m. I'm eating Eggs Benedict.
Very funny.
Vabbing bitch.
Ugh.
What you know is great is with vabbing, you can never forget your perfume because your cooter's attached. So if you're out there and you're like, wow, I forgot my perfume. No, I didn't. My cooter's right here. Can you imagine being on a first date with a girl and then she takes her fingers, vabs, and goes like this?
In front of you?
In front of you.
Well, that wouldn't work because then you already see what's going on. I think if you just smell it on her, you'd be like, oh, hold up. Christmas came early.
Came.
Semen.
Semen. I'm out. If I smell, if a girl walks around smelling like vagina, I think their pitch off funny is like pheromones are in the cooter. So I don't know if it's
I think it's the scent that'll just stop you real quick, like in your tracks. But, oh, hold up.
I think it might be the tits. It
smells like an alpha fee in here. Hold up. It would take me out of my tracks enough to stop. And then I'd be like, oh, what's going on here? I think it would work.
Really?
Yeah, because it's just different. It's just a different, you know, if everybody has drinks that are brown and somebody has a blue drink, you're going to be like, oh, hold up. Wasn't the best example, but you know, it stands out.
Yeah, it might stand in a bad way. I don't know, man.
Well, I think it's the weird part is in order for it to smell and connect to you, it's got to be a little stanky coot.
But I don't think pheromones.
The cooter
smell.
Did a tough mutter.
Oh, shit. You've been roller skating?
Also, tough mutters. We can cut those out, right?
I think we're done. Yeah. We're done with that. We're done with that.
There's a professor here that says that they actually think that it works more from the reverse side, that it should be men that sort of just rub a little bit of cum on themselves, like from a biological perspective.
All right, everyone, come to my house. Go into my office.
Roll around under the desk.
If y'all want to find your wife, roll around.
That is funny. Like you nut on her and then you go, some for you, some for me. All right. Entrepreneur.
Hold on. I just realized.
Sperm bank motherfuckers probably smell great. You know, people who work at pizzerias smell like sausages and pizza. Yep. Sperm bank. You believe that bitch. People are like, hold up.
Oh, yeah. They're getting cooter left and right. I just realized that I'm not going to have the little office anymore.
Where are you going to come? Are you going to clean that office?
Which one?
What?
Oh, the one
what
now?
You jerk off at.
The one now?
Does your girl know that you come freely?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is funny or not.
Well, you know what? That's why we have an edit button.
I was leaving for San Diego on Friday. Lady was working at home. And our like running joke is like, you know, if I'm looking to do a little bit of the coitus, I'll be like upstairs and I'll yell down and be like, oh no, step sis.
Funny.
Just to, you know,
funny.
Put it out in the air. And then she was like, oh, I'm sorry. I have a lot of work to do right now. I'm so sorry. And I was like, all right, no worries. I went upstairs and I pulled out my phone. And
you pulled something else out.
Yeah.
Okay.
My penis.
Hold on.
People at home were wondering, it wasn't a phone charger.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That took a really hard right.
Yeah. So, you know, I turned the shower on to give the illusion that I'm showering.
You're not.
I was touching myself.
Yeah, you're going to shower the ground or the sink because you come in the sink like a
fucking
baboon.
That's where I finished was the sink.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, so I watched a quick little Reddit video, quick little tutorial, how to build a birdhouse, you know, get me jacked up. I don't know what I watched, but it was quick. It was a quick nut. It was a good nut. And then the second I get in the shower, maybe like 2 minutes later, she pops in. She's like, oh, hey, stepbro. And I was like,
oh, no.
And I was like, baby, I'm so sorry. I just jerked off. And she's like, what? And I was like, I'm so sorry. That's when I should have cried. But it was like, I honestly felt bad. I was like, oh. And she was like legit sad. She's like, oh, all right. And then she left. And I was like, fuck.
Do you try to put the comeback in?
Yeah, like a musket. Like a second round musket.
Does that work? Does that work?
What?
If you come and you have like the regret and you put it, can you put it back in?
Now,
like
that's
recharge?
Recycling.
Yes.
Tax write off.
Dude, where is the fucking blue plastic box for that?
A mouth. You have to swallow your own semen. But I don't know if that's funny, but I think that happens a lot. And but the thing is, I could have tried to just go around too, but I.
My buddy, when I lived in New York, said that it wasn't his girlfriend, but his girl he was like hooking up with at the time would always be like, all right, I'm coming over at this time.
Yeah.
Do not jerk off. Because it happened so often that she would get there and he'd like be already out.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, dude, I'm getting on the A train right now. Do not jerk off.
Put your dick away.
Please.
Wow.
Dude, he had a hog and a half. I never saw it, but there was like lore. You ever have cock lore?
What? Lore?
Lore. It's like folklore.
You're doing the thing again.
What am I doing?
You're just using SAT words for no reason.
It's lore. Everyone on this side of the room knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. But Jack? Yeah.
There's no fucking way.
It's like the story
lore,
behind it.
I think
it.
You're about
it's
to
like,
say Lorax.
That's good
a
book.
That's a book.
Yeah.
That you never read.
No. Reading's fucking stupid.
Reading's dumb, I hear you, but no, it's not.
God, that was a funny thing to say out loud.
All right.
Just defensive for reading. No, I should read.
Anyways,
how do you feel about the person who brings a book to your local bar?
I think he's trying to get pussy.
Yeah. It just seems like it's like a look at me.
Yeah, of course. And you ever seen a dude in the corner with like a burlap sack of a notebook, like trying to like just like they're like writing? No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're just writing, I want cooter, I want cooter, I want cooter.
Yeah.
Do you think wishing works? Wishing is just like the secret, but out loud.
I told you from my 8th grade birthday, I wished for a hand job.
Did you get it?
No. The funny part is I wished for at my 8th grade birthday, but the only people there were dudes. So, you know, either I got shitty friends or I made a shitty wish.
I'd jerk a guy off.
For his birthday? Yeah.
It's their birthday.
But imagine that. Like, you're watching. True. But imagine that. You're my parents. You're watching me. They're like, but you think he's probably paying for like a bunny or a horse? And I'm like, somebody jerk my cock. So please.
Dude, any kid that's walking around that's above the age of 11, every four thoughts are, I want to come. Oh, man, this day is
what
the guy I want to come.
What is that? I had a moment in the hotel the other weekend, like a 11 a.m. J.O.
You had an 11 a.m. Yeah. jerk off?
And then
you can't start. That's like eating a Cinnabon in the morning.
Yo, I didn't
it's just
feel
like,
great.
What are we doing
I didn't feel
here?
Great. And then I sat there and I was like, now what? I got 7 hours to kill. It was like 12:05 and I was like,
you jerked off for an hour?
Should I do it again? No, no, no.
Oh, 12:05.
No, the moment. No. Quick.
Yeah,
came
I was in
the sink. Get in, get out.
Oh, you're fucking crazy. I was in Nashville. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. God, the shows were nuts.
Great humidity out there.
Oh, dude, I jerked off at night after the Friday shows, and it was like 2 a.m. and I couldn't go to sleep. And I'm like, hold up. Round two? Blue Chew? Huh?
You hit the double jerk?
Two.
Damn.
Two.
J-O squared. JoJo.
Hold up. That's an R&B artist. JoJo.
True.
It is.
True.
All right. So, well, we this has been all over the goddamn map. I had a great time. Should we jump into fucking
a little bit of sock talk?
Yeah. A little bit, a lot of bit of.
We have a sock talk here. This is a submission from Cheyenne. And she said, urgent. I need help. What's the best angle and pose for selling feet pics and the best color for pedicures?
Stilettos, pumps, and the club. Stilettos, right?
Stilettos?
Stilettos, just a G-string for the foot.
Hot. Really funny. Yes. Stilettos, very hot. and this is, I don't think one that people are going to, it's not going to be on the list of top 10 things they think they should do. Thigh-high socks. Socks. So you're like, oh, I'm covering my feet. Weird. No, hot.
Stilettos? Individual toe socks? I don't know.
No, those are the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Like sleeping bags for the toes. I hate it.
Five condoms.
Awful. Maybe not. So stilettos, I would do thigh-high socks. I would do an arch pick because a lot of dudes are into arch. I would do a picture with your feet scrunched because a lot of dudes like scrunched toes. Like they like the kind of like the wrinkly look. I'd open your toes because a lot of guys like toes open.
You're describing it like it's a fucking mugshot. Turn left, turn right. It's really straight.
She's trying to make cash.
Right. So I see on Reddit? I'm not looking for foot pics active, but yeah, sometimes they pop up. Is like the camera's like this, and like the girl's almost out of focus, but the feet are like coming at you.
That's hot. And the clothes, that's really hot. This is a good one to add. The closer, which I think is very, very hot, is like the picture that you look like you're not trying to show the feet, but you are. So like if you're on your stomach and you're taking a picture of like yourself and like your butt, right? In like a sexy like G-string or whatever, but then your knees are up and your feet are crossed. Does that make sense?
This sounds like synchronized swimming.
Hilarious. You're like, what am I building an IKEA desk?
Yeah, this is a lot going on here. No, show it. Show it.
I don't want to get on the ground. But so it's like, what? It's like this.
It's our last day in the studio. Celebrate.
Don't tell me what to do.
Show me your feet.
All right. No, it's like this.
Oh, there we go. Don't tell me what to do. Does it?
No, it's like this, right? And you're on the ground.
Where's the camera?
The camera's here. And then so you're taking the foot. Like,
oh. You know what I mean? So you're like, oh, that's like they call that shit the FaceTime.
Because
when you're laying on the bed FaceTime, your feet be in the background.
Yes, you're like, oh no, my feet are in there, you know? But it's like, oh, I slipped up and my feet are in there.
Step bro, my phalanges are in the back.
Phalanges, dude. I love a good fucking
phalange Fridays.
Dude, my girl just got a goddamn pedicure. You know what I like to do with that pedicure? Pet it with my cum.
Is a pedicure just like mascara? For toes?
I think it's a haircut for toes.
Okay.
Yeah. Good more spa
accurate.
Day.
More accurate.
Yeah, yeah. You know what joke I never got to work is I want to be one of those fish that eat the feet. No one ever knows what it is. It's so funny.
You gotta
to
visualize it.
Yeah. But it's so funny.
Yeah. I don't know if everybody, well, I don't know. You think that people would know what that is, but.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, that was
great advice.
Yeah. I mean, she's going to make rich. $50K a month now.
Yeah. All right, cool. Let's do a secret talk. We have an anonymous submission that says, I easily make my boyfriend come without touching his dick over his pants.
What type of witch?
Telecomnesis. If that's not the title, I swear to God, I'll fist fight everyone in here. Telecomnesis?
It's really good.
It's a really good
title.
It's really good.
Fuck the question. What's next? Wait, what did she say? She's good at making him come without even touching him?
She makes him come like over his pants without touching his dick. So no skin on skin.
How?
What?
What was that movie Wedding Crashers where she makes him come with the OTPHA?
Well, that's
no, those are separate. Those are separate.
Yeah, but he's not even. She's not even touching it.
What is she doing? Putting his belt on?
Talk about a Reiki massage.
What are those? I heard somebody talking about
a massage with you touch. Don't touch anything.
What?
Yeah, she gave him a Reiki hand job.
What do you mean a massage with you don't touch anything?
Son, you don't on a Reiki massage. You don't get touched.
What is it?
So
it's not a massage.
I understand.
It sounds like a scam.
It's like you literally get a massage like this. Like you feel. Yeah, dude, bring it up. I swear to God. You go
no.
Like this. Yeah, like on, like around. It's wackadoo. See if you can feel this. See if you can feel this.
I feel the air conditioning. No, I don't feel anything.
Where am I touching you?
Right now?
Yeah.
Shin.
No. Where am I touching you?
Yeah, when I see looking. It, I believe
all right,
it.
All right, do it. I can really, I'm omnipresent.
Where am I at?
My cock.
I was before.
Oh.
But it was your hand.
Damn it.
That's full on blasting.
Yeah, here she goes, dude.
Yeah.
That's a scam.
This is real
dude,
shit.
I think my girlfriend's friend does this as like a side job.
Yeah.
That's so funny. You just give them like a CBD gummy, they pass out, and then you just... This is what they fucking do at TSA. What the hell are you talking about? They just wand you with their hand. This is not real.
No, this is really
you
real.
No, because people leave here being like, how do you feel? Oh, I feel rested. Yeah, because you laid down for an hour. You took a nap.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So what I'm going to say is, remember the time that I said she gave him a Reiki hand job and no one laughed? So now do you understand why it's so goddamn funny?
That is funny.
Great.
Say it again.
All right. Well, is that the episode?
I think that's the episode.
Man, this was such a fucking great episode.
Great way to send it off. Yeah. Last episode, last studio. Let us know how you make them come. I'm curious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to miss this studio. The next one is we've been working on it for a couple months now.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what we want. It's going to be sick.
Yeah. So the big reveal is next episode.
Next episode.
See you guys. So next episode, we're going to do the big new studio reveal and also obviously freaking merch drop August 1st, guys. August 1st.
August
finally,
1st.
The long-awaited merch drop. This is just one piece that I'm wearing right now. Freaking blow up the Yaris. Freaking
show them the back.
Bah.
Yeah, dude. So we're gonna drop a lot more of the collection next week on the 18th in the new studio. So see the new studio, see the new merch. We getting new, baby.
Also, friend, reminder: we have a Patreon. 4 extra episodes drops every Friday, ad-free, bonus content. It's incredible. Also access to the Discord and iconic episodes such as we interviewed Gabe, we interviewed Trev's girlfriend, interviewed a girl that I banged down.
In
whatever.
This studio. No, you didn't bang her in the studio.
Interviewed her. So if you guys want that content, only $5 a month. So go on patreon.com/stiffsockspod. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. And yeah, if you guys want to do the Apple version, which is Stiff Socks Plus, you get the 4 extra episodes, audio only, ad-free. So that's only on the Apple feed. So if you guys want to do that as well. And that's it, man. Guys, till next mother freaking Wednesday, we'll be in the new studio. We love you. Peace. Thank you so much for your support. We're out.
And before we get out of here, we're just going to play a couple of minutes from last week's Patreon. It's always fun. So here's a sneak little peek of that. Enjoy.
I need to know your guys' thoughts on the CDC guidelines for quote-unquote monkeypox sex. I can't believe this is a real thing. But basically, the CDC's official line is one person should jerk off in the room and their partner should be 6 feet away also jerking off.
What? No. What?
No, that's how you start a campfire.
What are you talking about? What are the Jumanjis going on here?
That'd be like me and you both jerking off. That's phone sex, but without the phone or the sex.
None of it. That's loser time. Hold on. So a monkey.
That's like if you just knock the doors down on a dorm room.
So if they both have,
you don't understand what I just said.
So if they both have monkeypox.
Look, if my partner has monkeypox, I'm not near them. Hey, come jerk off next to me, 6 feet away. No.
Monkeypox. First of all, there's only like 3 people in the world who got monkeypox,
and they're jerking off.
Are they? Apparently. Also, if you got monkeypox, it creates a lot of like undulations on your cock.
Undulations.
Yeah.
You knew that word would trip me up. You did it on purpose.
I didn't. No, it's just a lot of ebbs and flows in your...
Ebbs and flows?
A lot of bumps!
You're like one of those people that's like, what does relish mean? I'm like, oh, to relish is to relish on something. You never told me.
Oh, undulations?
You said undulations, then you say ebbs and flows.
So
you're just talking an SAT question.
No, if you look at like... okay, I'll put it in our land. Golf.
Yep.
So you're looking at a green.
Yep.
And there's like lots of like... Like this?
Hills.
Hills and shit?
Yep.
Those are
it's like a wave. Like a wave in the ocean.
Oh, so undulating. If she got a fat ass, she got undulations.
She have a massive undulation, yeah.
I'm gonna start using that.
There you go.
So listen, so I found the official guidelines on the CDC. This is on cdc.gov. How can a person lower their risk of transmitting monkeypox during sex? It says, first of all, you just shouldn't be having sex. But if you can't not, it says, have virtual sex with no in-person contact. Masturbate together at a distance of at least 6 feet without touching each other and without touching any rash or sores. Consider having sex with your clothes on or covering areas where rash or sores are present.
Your clothes on?
But the clothes on seems like a big jump. You're still making out, but you have a goddamn Ralph Lauren sweater on?
Yeah.
How does that make any sense?
It does say to avoid kissing.
I'm in.
This is the best one. Remember to wash your hands, fetish gear, sex toys, and any fabrics after having sex.
The CDC has never had sex, and this just proves it. They're like, you could fuck 6 feet away or while wearing a jumpsuit.
This is terrible. So if both people know they have monkeypox,
or
that's the part I'm confused about.
This is if one of you does, I guess.
If one person has monkeypox and you're that horned up, where you're No. If my girl gets monkeypox, guess what's next? We broke up.
No.
Sir?
Virtual jerking off.
Sir?
Send a Zoom link.
Monkeypox?
You know what's crazy funny is if you're doing virtual sex over Zoom, which people have definitely done.
Sir, that's, yes.
But they hit the 40-minute time limit. She's like, you didn't pay for the premium. Like,
oh.
Goodbye. Opens Pornhub.
Right.
This is so funny. The CDC is like, I don't think I've ever had sex.
They are Mormons. They're also just doing, I don't understand any of those examples. Like, why would you do that?
Masturbate next to each other, just staring at
each other. It's actually kind of hot.
What are you looking at? Her doing it?
Yeah, her cooter.
What if she's looking at her phone?
As she's jerking off?
Yeah.
Like, what's on the phone? NFL.com?
I just feel like I would turn into like an orangutan.
What?
I'm just like a monkey.
Monkeypox!
Yeah. I'm just in the room, just like feverishly jerking off to another thing. And you're just like, yeah, uh-huh, yep.
That's what sex is. You turn into cavemen.
Where do you look during sex?
At my own body. No, I'm looking.
A lot of truth to that.
No, I don't look at my, I look at her body, but neck down. No, like gazing in the fucking eyes. What am I, the CDC?
Yeah.
You be looking in eyes?
Nah.
There you go. Who's looking in eyes?
That'd be down.
Ew.
Really?
Love.
That's intimacy.
It's not intimacy, dude.
What do you look at? Sometimes I just look at the P going in the V.
Yeah. Okay. Look at the P going in the V. I look at her stomach, tits. I look at me choking her out. Spit in the mouth.
Ooh. The old hot shit. Spit in the mouth.
Yeah. Have her swallow it. Make her say thank you. All hot stuff. The CDC has never done that. Monkeypox.
CDCD's nuts.
There you go. There we go.
Hope you enjoyed that preview of last week's Patreon. Check it out at patreon.com/sifsockspod or on Apple Podcasts. You can go there, tap it. It's right there. Both $4.99 a month.
Boom.
Peace.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a top-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save.